we appreciate disruption to passengers is something that we never really want to have to do, but over a bank holiday weekend we know that the railways are significantly quieter, I mean even up to 50% quieter than usual. So it's so important that we seize this opportunity and get this vital work done.
I mean, how important is this sort of particular work that's taking place?
Well, we've got some big work happening which will affect Kent passengers. So we've got some vital track upgrades on the approaches to London Victoria stations. So that's one of the busiest sections of railway in the country. So we've got engineers replacing old switches and crossings. So the crossings are the movable sections of the track that guide trains from one track to another. And we're replacing all of that with more reliable, up-to-date equipment. But the trains will still run, they just won't run into London Victoria. They'll be diverted to Blackfriars.
Are there any other Kent lines that are affected at all?
Well, we've got some more work inside the Seven Oaks Tunnel, which is some work that's been going on for quite a long time now. This is part of Network Rail's ongoing £300 million South East Reliability Programme. So this Seven Oaks Tunnel, I think it's the second longest railway tunnel in Britain. It's 2 miles long and it's a Victorian structure. So our engineers have been working for a long time now to stem leaks in the tunnel, improve drainage, replace track. And that's all part of a £300 million government funded programme. And it's all about tackling delay hotspots and improving reliability along the route. So we've got more work going on there over the weekend. And we should reach quite a critical stage of the development. And we hope that work will be finished later this year.
And so what advice would you say to people who are travelling on the trains?
We appreciate August bank holidays are a great time for people and families to go out and do stuff. But, you know, the advice is always just check before you travel because it can make your lives a lot easier. You can get all the information from your local rail operator, but the easiest way is just to check nationalrail.co.uk. And they've even got a special August bank holiday page where you can find out more about how journeys will be affected.